Good afternoon. The Australian share market on Wednesday improved for the first time since late last week. The ASX 200 up 32 points or 0.5%, finishing up at 6,673. This was despite comments from President Trump, which were anything but encouraging on trade. He essentially threatened more tariffs on about $325 billion of Chinese imports if the US wants to. And also, this is just 2 weeks after the G20 summit was held, and he basically called a truce with China's leader, President Xi. But today that was put to one side and largely ignored, and we had some strong gains from BHP Billiton, which helped. It rose about 1.4%. It released a solid quarterly update today. While iron ore production has largely gone sideways over the past year, there are signs that things are largely back to normal after Tropical Cyclone Veronica hit 3 months ago in WA. Rio Tinto came out with a generally well-received update yesterday, and both companies and other iron ore producers are benefiting from the fact that the iron ore price is still hovering around the five-year highs. Energy companies were some of the worst performers today. That's because of the oil price, which fell about 3.5% last night. There was an update last night suggesting that the US and Iran are ready to sit down for talks. That did push some energy stocks lower, though. These are companies that benefit from a higher oil price. So Oil Search was down 3%. Woodside and Santos also fell back. There were a number of outperformers today. One of them was shipbuilder Austal, which rose 11%. It essentially raised its profit expectations for the year, partly because it's getting more business and doing more work for the US Navy. Agricultural company Elders was up 16.5%. It successfully raised quite a bit of money from institutional and retail investors to help pay for an acquisition. But there were a number of underperformers today. One of the worst was Galaxy Resources, the lithium miner, which fell 6.5% on a broker downgrade. Another underperformer was aged care provider Estia Health, which essentially was served with a class action. Now, tonight, we'll be quite busy in the US. We've got an update on the housing market, an update from the US Central Bank, an update on crude oil inventories as well, which generally can have an impact on oil prices, and a very busy session for updates on a quarterly profit result. So we'll hear from Alcoa, Bank of America, IBM, and Texas Instruments. The Aussie dollar sits at 70.1 US.